According to the complaint filed by Attorney General Javier Becerra in Kern County Superior Court, his office investigation found the Kern County Sheriff's Office, or KCSO, used excessive force, performed unreasonable stops, searches, and seizures, and failed to supervise deputies on patrol and in county jails. The investigation, which was launched in 2016 by then-Attorney General Kamala Harris, also found the Sheriff's Office failed to adequately receive and investigate civilian complaints and failed to provide language access to non-English speakers. Becerra says they've reached an agreement on needed reforms.
This settlement is aimed at enhancing the agency's practices to promote public safety, increase transparency and accountability, and improve the Sheriff's Office's relationship with the community. We worked cooperatively to establish a five-year plan that provides for an extensive range of best practices, which, for example, emphasize that the use of force is not a routine part of policing and make it an affirmative duty for deputies to intervene when in a position to do so against unnecessary or excessive force by another deputy.
Becerra says a monitor has been assigned who will continue to work with Kern County to implement the reforms. Here's Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood.
The monitor will give us advice on things that we may need to do to meet the new policing guidelines throughout. I hope that no one in the public takes this to mean that we're going to change our total policing, because we have a very violent community. I don't know, General, if you know, but we have had 135 homicides in Kern County this year. That's an enormous number that is totally unsatisfactory. It's not law enforcement's fault. This is a societal problem that we have to address to fix.
According to Youngblood, there have been 15 officer-involved shootings this year alone. Kern County has one of the highest per capita rate of officer-involved shootings in the state, and the majority of shooting victims are Latino. David Cohn of Chain Cohn Stiles is a Bakersfield attorney who has represented multiple high-profile wrongful death lawsuits on behalf of victims' families against the Kern County Sheriff's Office.
James Moore was essentially beaten to death by deputies with the Kern County Sheriff's Department, two of whom were later convicted, one of second-degree murder and one of manslaughter. And then another case against the Kern County Sheriff's Department, and it was the Silva case, where he died of asphyxiation.
Both of those cases were settled for $6 million and $3.4 million, respectively. Cohn says several recent officer-involved shootings have also prompted civil lawsuits. He said time will tell whether these new reforms will significantly curb police violence against civilians.
They essentially police themselves. There's no true community oversight, as far as I can see. I wouldn't look for there to be any meaningful changes in how the police conduct themselves, at least in the near future.
Police reform advocates have urged the county to install a citizens review board to keep tabs on the sheriff's office. Sheriff Youngblood has resisted those calls. Current KCSO policy is ambiguous about how deputies should conduct themselves before using lethal force on a suspect. The settlement requires KCSO to revise its policy on use of force, requiring deputies to issue verbal warnings when feasible, and if no verbal warning is given, to prove why. It also seeks to improve reporting lethal force incidents. Youngblood says 42 new staff will be hired to help his office fulfill the reforms detailed in the settlement. According to Attorney General Becerra, the pattern and practice investigation into the Bakersfield Police Department, which was launched at the same time back in 2016, is still ongoing. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.